With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Minnesota's chief federal judge, Patrick Schultz, is ordering acting ICE director Todd Lyons to appear before him on Friday to explain why he, Lyons, should not be held in contempt. The judge says the Trump administration has failed to comply with an order to hold hearings for those detained during immigration sweeps. The Trump administration is shuffling the deck among those in charge of the immigration enforcement operation in Minneapolis.
A source tells the AP a senior Border Patrol commander and some agents are expected to leave Minneapolis. Border Patrol Commander Greg Bovino has been at the center of the Trump administration's aggressive immigration enforcement surge in cities nationwide. Criticism of Bovino has intensified after he defended the shooting death in Minneapolis of Alex Preti by Border Patrol agents. Bovino disputed claims about the confrontation that led to Preti's death. President Trump has sent Border Czar Tom Homan to Minneapolis to take charge of immigration and customs enforcement operations. I'm Ed Donahue.
Countless communities in many states are struggling in the aftermath of the massive winter storm. It dumped so much snow in some places and laid down a thick blanket of ice in others. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves.
Ice storms are different than virtually any other type of storm that we deal with. And it's particularly different when you see the ice come in and then 48 hours or so after the precipitation leaves, the temperature has still not gotten above freezing, and therefore it creates challenges in terms of getting assets deployed.
In Maine, there is speculation that the weather could have been a factor in the crash of a business jet in Bangor. All six people on board the plane were killed. On Wall Street, the Dow down 459 points. This is SRN News. Americans consider moral absolutes.
The Family Research Council has released a wide-ranging poll not of the general population, but of people who attend church on a regular basis. Amongst the questions was one about moral absolutes, laws or truths that apply to everyone at all times. The FRC research finds that amongst regular churchgoers, 49% say they do not believe in moral absolutes. 40% say they do, and 11% of those who answer the question aren't sure. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Gallup organization has been asking Americans what is most important for a good life, and the number one requirement for most people is adequate shelter. The poll finds 97% of the respondents believe you have to have shelter to enjoy a good life. Family comes next, followed by sleep, the absence of physical pain, and having as much money as you want. Quite a bit down on the list is faith. This is SRN News. Along with Australia and France, another country is considering a measure aimed at protecting kids online.
Egypt is exploring ways to regulate children's use of social media. The Egyptian parliament announced plans Sunday to draft legislation aimed at ending what it calls the digital chaos affecting children. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi has called for restrictions until children are mature enough to handle social media responsibly. Australia, the United Kingdom, and France are considering similar measures to protect children from online risks. Keith Peters, Washington.
One word, affordability, will be one of President Trump's main themes when he pays a visit to Iowa later today. While he's there, the president will visit a local business. He's also set to deliver a speech. He'll do that at the Horizon Event Center in the Des Moines suburb of Clive. More details at srnnews.com.